than Little Hill Trash Board.
How many you got covered?
How many what?
How many transformers you got?
Two.
So you still have time to?
Yeah, wouldn't hurt to have three, but we getting by with two right there.
So how many yards do you need?
Well.
Or CLs, them?
We got 12. I started to ask for two more this budget, but I didn't wanna jump the gun on Jim Hart, he's doing the needs assessment for the jail. And that's when I asked for two more road officers, but I didn't ask them in this budget.
Well, this paper I'm looking at says four, I mean, 14 correction officers.
And three of those are cooks, am I right?
Yes. So we took the cooks out and made all them, cause under TCI rules, they have to be certified to work inmates, so we just moved him over into guards.
Are you still losing deputies since we increased sales last year?
I've got one position open right now. I've got one leaving.
Most of them are staying with you then?
For the most, I got one that promoted out the back that's going to the academy first of April.
Female? So who's the assistant jail administrator?
Josh Cole.
And why was the, I'm looking at the budget under in-service training, 27.5 was approved. We spent 6,500 and yet we're coming back, I mean, we're estimated 6,500 by the end of the year. Why are we putting 27.5 back?
Well, I'd like to send all of them to specialized schools. Now that includes corrections. That's both departments, sheriffs and corrections.
Admin too, all that training?
Everybody. That's not just one side, that's everybody in the building. I've got some that need to send to specialized schools, they're not cheap.
But why haven't they been sent this year?
Well, had some men quit, I cut them off.
Okay.
I'm not gonna send you to specialized school, you come back, turn your stuff in, go to another department. I had that to happen, so.
We got one in class this week that's a 3-day school, I think it was $495. One of our investigators, advanced interrogation school. Of course, we try to find all the free schools we can get, but free schools are getting harder and harder to find that are any count, that people are actually gonna learn things that, can benefit the department.
And some of these schools that are free is out of state, and it costs more to send a person down out of state expenses. So we try to keep it inside. Rutherford helps us as much as it can, but they can't get everybody in there. If it wasn't for Rutherford County helping us out, we couldn't afford it. I mean, it's just to keep things rocking.
Anybody else got any questions?
I was looking under, I guess, two questions, but maintenance and repair services, estimating 12.5, and then coming back with 17,325 of a budget, which is $825 increase in budget, so why are we not? We didn't need it last year, so why are we going to need it next year?
Everything went up. We try to pick what we can on site. What we can't has to go out to shops. That's very expensive.
Then the other one was on the law enforcement equipment, where there was a $50,000 amended budget. Was that for some special equipment?
Was that for radios?
Okay.
And that came out of their reserve, some of their reserve money.
Yeah.
What's this maintenance personnel? That's your maintenance person?
Yes.
Do they take care of all the problems at the jail, like the building?
Yes. Electrical. Everything we can do in-house, we do. Every once in a while, we get lucky and get an inmate that's certified electrician or a HVAC. That saves us money. But sometimes we have to call outside help.
I understand on the vehicles, Corey's like, he's a mechanic, a diesel mechanic, and he says the price of working on these newer trucks, the parts and stuff are all, it's one sky high.
Mm-hmm. If you can even get the parts.
If you can get the parts, that's the problem right now.
Darrell, how many SROs do we have? We have two.
Is there a possibility of the third one?
Well, since you brought it up, I'm going to keep my mouth shut about it. If the school system ain't willing to pay half of their salary, I'm not going to ask everybody else to do it either. Because I have to furnish a vehicle, the equipment, the officer, the training.
Well, I heard there was a possibility of maybe the state giving money for one, but it would just be like first year, and then it would be fall back on the county to pay it.
Ain't heard that.
I don't know that it's probably not going to pass anymore.
Senator Reeves supposed to be working on to get the grant funding open back up for us. And that was to put one in every school. I told him, I said, I'd like to see 5 SROs in this county. One as a supervisor, go around to any school that don't have an SRO, or if something else happened, back up, support.
So how does that work with between the sheriff's office and the schools?
Well, for the law enforcement powers, they have to work under the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Or the school system can hire their own SROs. They just don't have no arrest powers, or may not even carry a weapon, I don't know, unless they get armed security to do it.
So y'all provide all the equipment, all the training, everything? 100%.
Yeah, and they report fully to Darrell, not to the school superintendent.
Okay.
But if they hire their own, they may not have arrest powers, but just having that person there could be a safety, a help.
It could.
With or without a gun?
Well, if somebody just walks in, they might not necessarily know they don't have a gun.
No, I know that. I'm just saying with or without, if they're trained for that, then
it could help.
Yeah, it'd be another set of eyes. Now, last year, did we give a dollar on the hour or 50 cents on the hour?
No.
We gave $1.
Okay. When I'm looking through employees, that I'm seeing some that did not get an hour, get a dollar. Is there a reason? Solomon, I mean, I'll give you names. Solomon's one.
That's the cook.
Got 75 cents.
They don't work 12-hour shifts. They can, but they don't deal with nothing but the inmates in the kitchen.
Okay.
So she's a cook now? She used to be in the office.
Combs and Drake got a 50 cent increase.
Well, I ain't jumped them all the way. I ain't talked them up yet.
He just came back. He left and came back. Drake did.
And the directors came back in December.
What about Combs?
He probably do four.
And then Turney and Young, as far as SROs, they've got 50 cents.
I think they were just a little bit higher than the regular deputies at the time because of the SRO type. But now they just work 20 hours a week unless it's some kind of events comes up.
Do you have anybody that's topped out? You do?
I'm trying to get it spread out more than at least 2 years before it's up there. That's hard to do that. Everybody at once is talking.
And how short are you on corrections, one?
In corrections and one on road.
Corrections what?
One short corrections, one short on the road. Well, actually, let me back up and comment on that just a little. Technically, I'm too short. I've got one in training. She is worthless by herself. I can't put her by herself. Same way. So I consider that dead weight. She go gets her certification.
When's she going to school?
Starts April 1st. April 2nd. First or 2nd, whatever it is.
Yeah, 2nd.
First Monday in April. First Sunday in April, I think.
But Saturday's 1st, Sunday 3rd.
But in a small agency, that hurts when you ain't got that manpower. And just like, well, you got two officers. You do. But she can't do nothing without a certified officer there. I can't send her to do nothing on her own without a certified officer. She doesn't have a vehicle assigned to her yet.
What?
School, 8 weeks or six?
12.
12 weeks. Though.
So we're going to be basically, where we're at right now will be too short for at least one short for the next
3 months, 4 months
mm-hmm. until she gets out and is certified. And it's great being able to promote from within and move them from the back and move them up, but it puts us in a hard spot with as short as we are. Because we're, like he said, you're short an officer until they graduate from the academy.
You've got a body there that's costing you money, but you're not benefiting from it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I think she'll make you a good officer.
I think she will too. Okay. She's got a good head on her shoulder. She's been with it 5 years. Started out in corrections.
What's the timing of Jim Hart's assessment? I don't know whenever. And what have you heard from Pat Weiland? We haven't seen her since January.
I did.
We will check in with her.
I haven't seen or heard nothing out of her since the last week we had her. I think she's dependent on Jim Hart to do everything. That's just my opinion. Because she don't ask for statistics, she don't ask for nothing. We're constantly giving Jim numbers. The Brian Elrod and Josh Cope talk to him weekly, 2-3 times a week. They're always giving numbers, so they don't worry me with it. When Jim calls me, then I talk to him. He said, I didn't need to be in the mood. I had other things to do.
Any more questions?
Is this for one vehicle or two vehicles?
That's for two.
Okay.
New ones now is 39 something each. That's the basic police interceptor.
How much of a raise are you looking at for your people this year?
It's a little over a dollar.
Is it over a dollar?
I think some were $1.07, some were $1.16 or something like that.
Yeah. Corrections is the biggest hit. I'm just trying to be competitive where I can keep people. I've got people wants to come, they just can't afford to take the cut and pay.
But that's going to raise our MOA quite a bit.
Yeah. That ain't nothing getting cheaper. Nothing.
How's your overtime? Is it still hanging like it has been the past couple of years, or do you think it's come down some?
Overtime?
It's because when we lose somebody and we're short for a few weeks, got to pay somebody overtime work, and that's just unavoidable.
I'm not leaving one officer out there by themselves. Mm-hmm. Ain't gonna happen. And I pulled a couple of shifts. Come in at midnight, relieve them.
Corrections making in some of the other counties. We can't compete with Rutherford County.
Well, DeKalb County starts out at 1792 or 3. One, two, I don't know. Two, three. And that's the closest one to us. The rest of one county is 1850.
Sorry. Yeah, someone they're over 18, closer to 19.
Yeah.
That's their start out?
That's start, yeah. They top out at 20, 21, somewhere along there.
Their corrections are starting out at more than our deputies top out at.
Anything else?
Not good.
I don't have anything else to ask right now.
Brad?
No. I don't think so. I think I'm good for right now.
All right. Thank y'all for coming. Answer my questions.
Any problems at all?
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
No, I just don't hear what you want to say.
Y'all are technically the first ones, really.
Yeah. I think we have to ponder this a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to offer y'all what I do, commissioners. Come over there and spend 2 days of your life. One in the jail, one on the road. When you do that, you come back and tell me I'm asking for too much.
I hadn't spent 2 days on the road, but I had been on the road.
How long has it been?
Several years.
Yeah, time has changed.
I know.
I really need more officers than what I got, but I didn't want to jump to go until Jim Hart gets through with this assessment. I've got an idea what he's going to say, but I want him to say it first. You know, 30 years ago when I started, I dealt with a totally different group of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, times have changed. Things have changed. Everything's changed.
Everything has changed.
But I've been there. I know a little bit about that side of it.
You bring the dispatcher. And you did know a lot of what was going on, but until you go and sit in that jail for a 12-hour shift, and a lot of people says, well, that ain't nothing. It is. It's a demanding job.
I was in dispatch, but I worked as a cook when I was there. For 3 weeks I had to cook because all the cooks quit.
I understand that.
So I've cooked. I've done blood pressures on inmates.
I've got one right now.
I've strip searched inmates. So I've been back there. I've done a little of it.
You never was TCI certified, was you?
No, I didn't have to be then.
Didn't have to be. Everything is checked, rules, regulations, everything's checked. It would probably bother you a little bit if you had to go over and stay behind and lock doors. It has changed that much.
I don't know if it were or not, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, no, come on. I showed you.
I'm not afraid to go over there.
Well, I don't want you to be afraid. I just want you to see how we live.
Like I said, I've been a little bit on that side.
You have to go back there and deal with a heroin addict or a meth addict. And they start coming down, going into DTs. Keeps the nurse a hop and it's pretty much ready to pop. And, you know, technically we need a full-time nurse, but we can't farm a full-time nurse. They get expensive. Mm-hmm.
They get good pay.
But, you know, it ain't your Saturday night drunks no more. Them's very far and few between.
I'd say a drunk is mild compared to what some of the drunkenness is.
I think the city brought one in with the last weekend. First thing I've seen, and I don't know when. But everybody in there, and they have learned to play the system. Jim Hart jumped me about 10th Street. What else did he get on me about? A lot of the stuff that I wasn't doing, that I was getting by with, till he come started his name assessment. And he said, you can't do that. I said, been working good for me for the last few years. He said, you can't do that. He said, you're going to get yourself in the county in a lawsuit. And when he gave me the statute on it, I said, I would agree. I said, I can't do that. So our doctor was along the climb. One just had to go to the doctor, what was it, 2 weeks ago? I ain't gonna say what he had done, but.
Probably don't want to know.
It was embarrassing. I mean, it would be me. But he took his 40s up to 40,000.
40s, lower 40s.
Lower four. But everything was fine and he got laid down working the kitchen. Y'all need us out of here, we can come?
No. On the corrections, if on this right here you propose 1850 start out. 1850. For corrections. Your proposal for 23-24?
It's top out.
Okay, it's top out. So you want to start on that 16-15?
No, that's what they make now.
That's what they make now.
Well, right here it says 18-15.
Yep. If we can get the 10% ready.
Is there?
Someone's going to make
it. Did we not put a scale for them as well?
We did. I mean, I think we did a 50-cent scale kind of
thing,
but it wasn't like it was.
I guess what I'm trying to ask, 18-15, that's it, right? There's no room?
It, that's top up.
Okay.
That would be for you. 3 years worth of people.
Okay.
How many do you have that's been in 3 years?
Yeah, one's been there, what was the other one, 5 years?
Been there 5.
But a lot of it's new. And some of them has come from other agencies. And that's the reason I can't get them from other agencies. Now, it's got the experience, you ain't got a training. You can tell a big difference in the ones that's got the experience and ones that don't. Huge difference. They're already TCI certified, somebody else doesn't like that school.
Right. You hire them, they won't be in their ready work.
They're ready work.
So the ones that haven't been there 3 years, what would their pay go to, from 1650 to what? If they...
Starting out, be 1650.
But I mean, like, if you got somebody that's been there 2 years.
Probably in the middle of that. A lot of it is experience. If you've got the experience, you've already got certifications, you've saved a lot of money right there.
Well, he's got two right there, 1733.
That's the cook.
Who?
The cooks.
You got that 1733.
So we would be over budgeting though if we put everybody at the top out. I mean.
I think we got to remember, for one thing, COVID money, we did really good the last 2-3 years on that, but it's not going to be there this year, is it?
Well, I think really just like our sales tax was pretty good. I mean, wouldn't you say that kind of contributed to it? And then, but we do have COVID money in a separate fund, but it's not in the general fund.
We still have some left, but we don't have any new coming in, is what I'm saying.
No.
Right. There's lots of other, the state's still, from what we can tell, sitting on a lot of money from COVID that they're slowly dishing out, I shouldn't say randomly, but with purpose for various things. You guys just, they got an opportunity to apply for $400,000 worth of stuff. Health department got, you know, an opportunity to get more. It's all COVID money that's left over. So there's more out there, but not just to pay day-to-day stuff.
Does anybody else have any more questions? We'll move on. All right, we'll move to new business. You don't have anything? Okay, I guess we'll move to schedule our next meeting.
So I thought today, because I can't do this.
Yes, at the next meeting that we have the Clark and Master land use extension in the library. I think we did all four of them.
I thought last week we were talking about that manless, but.
Well, we can do the ambulance.
Well, out here, it's.
Matter to me.
Yeah, either way out here.
One more thing I need to put into y'all's head. We have gone from 2 and 3 days a week court to 4 and 5 days a week court. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. We're done having to split right now. We've had 2 court dates already down here at the police department while court's going on up here. Mm-hmm. It's getting worse. And I don't see no end in sight to it. Just something for you to think about. My wife probably knows that as well as anybody. She didn't expect getting drunk on what she's got.
You said land use and what?
Extension.
Thank you.
Clark and Master.
They don't know the library.
No, it wasn't that. I just.
Thank y'all.
Enjoy your time. Where did you get, sir?
Oh, I don't know where. Could be any day now, so make the best of it.
Which department? Do you want to do ambulance next, Brian?
That's fine.
Yeah, let's do ambulance.
Okay. I'll just have the fire department come to you.
Everybody?
Knock both of them out.
All right.
Okay. So.
They're probably only one meeting.
So I know James can't meet on.
Mondays and Thursdays.
Mondays and Thursdays. I can't meet the next two Tuesdays, but I can do April 4th.
Well, next Tuesday he's having that workshop, right?
That's right. Next Tuesday's the workshop.
Do you know what time it's starting?
Investment meeting.
Six.
Is it six?
Yeah. I know, it's always so late.
Well, I work on Mondays, Tuesdays.
Oh. April 4th is, would that work for fun?
That's a Tuesday. That's fine. If we start at 5, I'm good on that. Is 5 okay with you, Randy?
Yeah, I was late today because I got tied up in one of those stupid meetings that could have ended in 15 minutes, but.
You kept talking?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I finally asked, when are we going to leave?
Okay, so ambulance and fire on April 4th.
And fire?
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Diane, I'm struggling. 1650 is what they're wanting to bring the corrections officers to?
No, they already make 1650 now.
Yeah, that's where they started.
And they're wanting to bump it to 1850?
Yeah, and they didn't say that was their top out pay, so if he only has three or four people that's going to top out of that.
You won't, I mean, eventually though, if everybody were to stay and everybody reached top out.
Eventually they would.
They would eventually need that much money.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of new correctional officers, so. Because that email I sent out.
I'm not sure all of them leave because of money. I don't know on corrections side but I mean, think about it, what their job is, dealing with those inmates.
Yeah.
Pretty well covered.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Second.